The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas. From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Shenanigans. We are back from vacation. We have a lot to catch up on. Brock is in the studio, maybe in the hot seat. He doesn't really know that much of what we're talking about yet. Something. And for those of you watching, that was a massive yawn.
Shall
we talk about the jet lag?
I don't know if it's jet lag. It's just our body got adapted for being a week in Amsterdam.
That's called jet lag.
Okay. Then, yeah, it's jet lag.
So I am a freak of nature who just adapts whenever I get to another country, another time zone. I'm like,
very
okay,
impressive.
This is what time it is. And I just tell myself that. I think it's mental. I'm sure there is some science to jet lag, and it's a real thing, as I know, because my daughter is experiencing this very hard right now. We have been up since 2:50 a.m. We were not able to nap. Well, you kind of took a little bit of a nap today. I did not nap because when we got in the car in Marina to drive to the new house in the valley, we didn't even get on the 405 from the 90 yet. And for those of you who know, you know, it's like a 2-minute drive. And she was asleep. So she got a nap on the way there, on the way back. We bring her back home. This kid will not wake up. And I'm like, I can't let you sleep all day because then you're not going to sleep tonight. And then you're waking up at midnight. We give you a bottle. We get you back to sleep. And then it's 2:50 a.m. and you're like, no, I'm up. Let's go downstairs. Let's play games. Let's do everything. You made breakfast at what, like 4:30 this morning? She's like, Mom, look, the moon. And I'm like, yes, honey, because the sun has not risen yet. So it's been a long day.
It's been a long
week.
We wrote
some notes today just to keep the thoughts together.
We spent the first week in Amsterdam trying to switch her scheduling around.
We knew it was going to be hard.
And then coming back, we got to switch it back. And so, you know, it was a great trip.
It was worth it. I know a lot of people are like, why Holland? Why Amsterdam? So my dad is actually from there and he hadn't been back since he said like 1979. I was like, wait, Dad, were you ever even here in the 80s? And he's like, everything's different, man. I'm like, Dad, it's been 44 years. Like, yes, things have changed since the 70s in, you know, the Netherlands.
Yeah.
But it was so cool. We got to see a lot of his family. A lot of them have been over to the States over the past 44 years, but there were some he hadn't seen in so long. And then, of course, with the pandemic, you know, there were people we just hadn't seen in years. So it was an absolute blast. We went to so many good places. We stayed at this Airbnb right next to the Anne Frank House. And I just highly recommend that area of Amsterdam. We were able to hop on a boat cruise right there in the canal. So many cute little restaurants in that area. I feel like I'm going to have my sister in the description of this podcast video write down some of the recommendations because I can't even think of them all right now. But there are so many good places that we went to. Amazing coffee. It was great. And to be in another climate, you know, it was nice to be able to wear a coat and earmuffs and things that we never really use in LA. I just have a closet of stuff.
Closet full of them.
Just in case. But that is why we went. And as much as the jet lag is a real thing for our baby girl at home, it was absolutely worth the memories. And Brock and my mom didn't kill each other, so that's a plus.
Surprise, surprise. We survived.
Yeah, we do have some questions about the two of you, but we'll get into that probably after the first break. What's a vacation spot that you want to go to but haven't been yet?
Ooh, my dream vacation with the family would be the south of France.
Yeah.
I've lived there.
You've been talking about
but
that
it's
for
not
a while.
I want to go there as a vacation. I want to go there for like a solid like 10 days, 2 weeks, get a chateau in the south, just outside of town, and just kind of like with the pool and all that, close enough for us to drive everywhere or get on the scooters and the mopeds and go tiki touring around.
Yeah.
That would be my ideal vacation. Or obviously the big one, Africa.
Yeah, I want to go
the
on
big
a,
one, Africa,
a safari.
Take some, take whoever wants to go, but I think that would have to be in a couple more years for someone to really understand and be safe for her to do that.
Do you know what my goal for that trip would be?
What'd they go?
So on the plane back, you should watch this movie. I don't think you've seen it yet, but it's with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. It's called Blended, and it's where blended families go on vacation together. And I just thought one day, maybe we could take your kids on something like that.
I would love that.
So as I was watching the movie, I was just like, and I know you don't believe in psychics, but I had a psychic once tell me she saw us taking a trip to Africa with your kids. Anyway, how was summer on the plane to Amsterdam?
Switching gears. No, summer was, she's a good girl. She does her best. And I think summer will enjoy a family trip when we go to Africa.
There wasn't so bad. Coming back was harder, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's all about timing. And when we went there, we had a schedule. We knew when her nap was. We know what her circadian rhythm is. We know when she's going to sleep. And then so once we went to Amsterdam, that all got mixed up. She was trying to catch up. And then when we got on the flight home, it was a little bit more difficult. But I think we figured it out. We had a blow-up bed. And then she ended up putting it underneath and laying down there for a minute here and there. So that was good.
But I think it was almost an 11-hour flight coming back. It was like 9.5 going there. I think she did really well. It was only at the end of the second flight where she was like, oh, my ears. But on the way there, her ears didn't bother her anything.
And that's a big one. I said to you, and I don't know if parents know this or when they're traveling, but a good one is to know that if you have an infant or a baby or a toddler, you want to keep them sucking on something as you're taking off and landing, because they don't have the ability to naturally keep their air canal. We want to make sure to help them keep that free so it doesn't like burst or pop because of the pressure.
Yeah.
By sucking on a bottle or give them something to suck on.
So it helps, a binky, whatever age. Yeah.
It helps with that a lot. So, and I noticed that when we take off, you know, you hear a lot of babies kick on or toddlers kick on then. And I don't know if that's like a common thing to know, but it really helps traveling. Make sure they're on a bottle when you take off and land.
Yeah. Just a little parenting tip 101.
Mm-hmm.
Also, while we were there, one of our favorite bands, the 1975, was performing. We kind of planned the dates around that concert for the trip. We knew we were going end of February, early March. And then when we saw they were going to be there, we had to see them. My sister's now seen them in 3 countries and probably like 15 or 16 times, I think. But I got a question from Des.Sierra saying, how was it meeting the 1975? They are my faves. So it wasn't the first time we've met and hung out with Maddie. Our moms are actually friends, but through me. So I met Maddie's mom, Denise, who is a rock star in the UK. This woman is incredible and so talented. But I met her at one of their concerts at the Greek back in 2017, and we stayed in touch, and then her and my mom met, and when we were in London, we hung out with her, and we've just been friends ever since. So, very good band, great live performances every time I've seen them, so incredible. I highly recommend, if you are a fan of theirs Or if you're not, listen to their music and you'll probably become one. So I don't know if you were standing right there when we were visiting my dad's Uncle Rob at like the rehab center, like the hospital place. Mm-hmm. And he was asking about the band. And
yeah, Jose.
Yeah. And I played him a song from the 1975 and he listened. It was like a 5.5 minute song.
This is the whole thing.
And he listened to the entire thing and he was like, I like that. And it's a song called Somebody Else. And there's this part where it's like, fuck that, get money. And I was like, should I skip it? He loved it. So anyway, it was such a good trip. Happy to be home. Happy.
It was that good. Summer woke up today wanting to FaceTime her new cousin, her friend.
Yeah. And we had a nice little FaceTime with her. Got to catch up with the fam. And now I just know after this trip, we're going to stay in touch and make it a more regular thing. Like we have to go back there again.
Fabian.
Yeah.
Fabian's my favorite.
We met cousins that we didn't even know existed, but
Sheena has a cousin who is a professional handballer from Germany.
I didn't even know handball was a sport.
It's a huge sport in Europe, and her cousin was a great player. Now he's a manager and agent.
Yeah.
And turned out to be an absolute legend. We had
a
good time.
But it was funny. So in the Netherlands, Vanderpump Rules does not exist at all. So it was a little weird, but it was very refreshing that no one stopped us anywhere. It was only the last day and a half. There were like two tourists.
It was 1975's fans that came over for the show from UK. Yeah. Noticed Sheena.
And then one American girl just like on the street.
Who's recommended.
But yeah, it was different, but very refreshing. We go into a club and people are coming up to my cousin and asking him for photos. And then my other cousin was like, see, here, you are not famous, but your cousin, he's very famous. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this was very different, and it was just
handball's legit in Europe. It's nice like change. It's like a basketball game.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Like the Lakers, he played for the Lakers in
wow
for Germany. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, a lot of things to get into, so we're gonna take a quick little break and then get into it all. So as y'all know, we are fresh back from Amsterdam, and let me tell you, I say fresh because one of the things that kept me going while I was away was my liquid IV, the tiny little packets that hydrate me so much when I'm on the go. They are the best things to keep in my purse, for the airplane, on a trip, wherever you are, they keep you hydrated. So the great thing about liquid IV is one stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, no artificial sweeteners, and zero sugar. They also have 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness and are non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. So when I'm on the go, whether it is a press trip in New York, when I'm on my way to the gym, or when I am traveling the world with my family, staying hydrated is such an important thing. And also, if you go to Amsterdam, you drink straight from the tap. The water there is so good. And you add in some liquid IV and oh my gosh. Literally so good, you don't even need to buy anything at the store. They have so many good flavors. Right now, my favorite has been white peach, but they also have pear, green grape, lemon lime. Some of the flavors that kind of take me back to my childhood. But like I said, convenient packaging, it just fits in your purse. It can fit in your bra, in your pocket. And it's just very satisfying to drink something that tastes good, that you know is doing good for your body. So however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HONEY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code HONEY at liquidiv.com. Also on our trip in Amsterdam, some of you may have noticed that Summer was wearing some of her items that I bought her from Quince, which I'm going to tell you about again because they have so many timeless options. But the sweaters that I got for her off this site are so cute. They have something for mom, something for sis, something for grandma, something for baby. So Summer has this really cute sweater set. It's a lavender purple. I also paired a lavender sweatsuit for me because she likes to be twins. So you can see some of those items on my Instagram, but they are the best feeling of fabric. She has some pullover sweaters, some button-up sweaters, and these are pieces that I'm going to pass down to my friends' daughters, our cousins' daughters, because these items you can't just get rid of. It's like, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/honey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/honey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/honey. And we're back. First question. Was it awkward for Brock and your mom to go on vacation together after those episodes aired? So here's what I did. I purposely didn't remind my mom that the show was airing. And so when we were there, I'm like, oh, the show doesn't air in the Netherlands. I guess we can't watch it. My link doesn't work. And so she hadn't seen it, which I did on purpose because I didn't want her to see that before the trip. She saw it after. And we actually spoke about it this morning. And all is good. She just wanted to clear up that she never said, I'm not a good mom. And you did this a couple times in recent episodes, which we're going to just get into now and a little bit more later, where you misspeak.
Correct.
And you say the wrong thing, and I know what you mean. And so when I explained it to my mom, I actually got an apology from her this morning. And she was just like, I'm really sorry if I've ever made you feel that way. And I'm like, the problem is you're such a good mom that you do everything and you want to do everything for me. I go, but you know what, mom? Sometimes I need to mess up on my own. I need to learn the hard way. I said, same as when we forgot a bottle of milk on the canal ride and our kid starts freaking out because she wants a bottle of milk. And we had to pull the boat over halfway through the tour
and get off,
walk a mile and a half. I mean, we could have taken the tram or something, but we found milk. We calmed her down. She took a nap. We had a beautiful walk and a fun experience that we wouldn't have had. But I'm like, I needed to figure that out for myself, not always have the bag perfectly packed. Does it help me so much? Of course, when my mind is going a million miles a minute and I have so much on my plate. But I said, Brock didn't mean to say that you told me I'm a bad mom. It's just the way she makes me feel at times.
I believe I said she makes you feel like a bad mom.
Yeah.
And that is in reference to just kind of the undermining comments that she'll make because she is a perfectionist, because your mom does everything correct. She'll remind us when we don't do something correct. And to always have that consistent reminder, that's where I feel like it's not good for your confidence when you have someone like your mom remind you, hey, I would do it this way. And so that's where that's kind of.
But I did. I talked to her this morning and I said, Mom, it's even as simple of a comment of like, well, I know you wouldn't think of this, so I did. And I said, it's just like those little things that, sometimes maybe I wouldn't have thought about it. And then you know what? I would realize it when I get there and I'd have to figure it out. But that's part of life. It's learning the hard way at times. And I want, of course, I'm always going to need my mom. Everyone needs their mom, you know? But I'm like, I just want to feel confident in my decisions and not feel like I need a second opinion.
And that's all for me. I know I get some feedback of like, you know, I'm disrespectful to how I talk to your mom sometimes like that. And there is
I go off on him. That was another question that came in is how do I not go off on you when you're disrespectful? Like we do argue about that.
This is our number one argument that we have.
Yeah.
And for me, the reason why I have such a strong opinion about it is because I do believe that you need to figure out a way to set boundaries for yourself for growth. That's all that is. That equals growth. Confidence, failing, not doing something right, or having an experience. Simple as we
forgot
left the
milk
behind. But it's just that's just like a small one, right? Imagine.
I know.
But life should be where we get built up by your parents to give you the skill set to take on this world.
And that's what I told her this morning too. Mom, I said, you did such a great job raising a smart, independent girl that I am capable of being a mom without being mothered constantly because you did such a good job. I just want to remind you of that, that it's like.
But now I would like for your mom to let you fly out of this nest.
Yeah, because.
And if you don't fly and you fall down and you tragically crash and burn and hit all the twigs and you're at the ground, it happens.
Well, we'll get back up.
Exactly. That's what life is, honey. That's what I mean. Like your mom will like push you and, oh no, I catch you. My bad. Sorry.
I know. And I.
And that's what I want.
To do that
that's
with summer. And then I try sometimes to just, she can do it. You know, I mean, she's a toddler. She's a baby. Of course, I want to pick her up and do everything
for
her. But also, she wanted to push her own suitcase at the airport. And I wasn't like, no, I'll get that for you. Let me do everything for you. I was like, all right, then push it.
Exactly.
Fell over a couple of times. And I was like, you got it.
Exactly.
Get back up.
I think now you see that in Summer, now that she's old enough to like show these tendencies of being a young adult at towards 3 years old, where she wants to be independent. You want to give that to our kid. And that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I come across harsh towards your mom. And I know I do, but that's because your mom is also set in her ways, and there's no other way to get a point across to her unless I have to. No one else does.
And at the end of the day, the three of us all just want what's best for Summer, but sometimes we can just kind of step on each other's, you know, ways.
I mean, I also want what's best for you too, honey, not just Summer. I want what's best for you.
Oh, yeah, there's me too.
There is you. You're very much important, and I'm trying to teach you this thing. I want you to fill your cup first. The only person that can make you happy is you. And then once you make yourself happy, you can control a lot of those things. Then it helps it up.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Brock, why do you talk about OCD and mental health the way that you have on VPR? Do you regret how you spoke to Sheena about her OCD?
Fun fact about being on a reality show is that you definitely get to have a first world response or a first view, a review of how you handle situations, if I could say it like that. And I could see where I was wrong in a lot of those conversations with you about your OCD. And I wish I saw it differently then. I have now. I understand more of kind of like the actual issues that you're dealing with and the chemical imbalances and just kind of like stuff that's not really in your control. And so all I would like to leave it with is like, I understand that. I just want to be able to find a way to support you in the situations that we can handle those things. And so I understand that. And I think you see it this summer. Like, you know, I do have my outbursts and then I come back around. And I think that's the best part about being a human and learning. You get to be able to be on a show where you can see how you respond to things and then address it, you know. it's not normal, but at least I get a mirror of how I responded and I can hold myself accountable in my response.
You said first world review, which I've never heard.
Kind of, you know what I mean? Like third world, first
that's
world.
The thing is, like, I understand what you're trying to say, but.
So what is the proper way of saying that? Like what's our world, our life is on TV. And so you get to sit there firsthand and review how you responded to situations.
Yeah. There you go.
Firsthand review.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, like first world problems. Yeah. First world review.
I apologize. I do not condone how I respond to it, but I'm entitled to my reaction, and as long as I don't keep doing it, you know?
And I do also understand that it can be frustrating for someone who doesn't have OCD and anxiety to try and relate and understand and sometimes not be able to do anything to fix it or to help.
I would like to also say I do suffer from anxiety. I just handle it a little bit better.
It's different though. It's not anxiety of something happening to your kid on a daily basis and those types of fears and anxieties that I have. Your anxieties are different.
Yeah, I think we just compartmentalize them differently.
Yeah.
And I could do that because I don't have an imbalancement going on.
It's debatable. Have you guys figured out the nanny situation? It's so hard leaving your babies with a stranger. So yes, she is actually with our daughter right now. You will meet her later this season. She is incredible. And yeah, it's worked out really well.
No, we have not figured out the nanny situation yet. We have a great nanny / teacher, but it is not consistent enough yet.
Because she has other jobs.
Exactly. And
yes, if we could have her full time, that would be incredible.
We also can't afford her full time. So we still have not figured out the nanny situation yet. We just bought a house,
but we're gonna lay roots out.
And it's taken me this long to get Sheena to work towards some kind of a schedule.
But I'm saying we've figured out me being okay with leaving her with someone else and going and doing things and her going to the park with her. And we've made so much progress from where people are watching the show last July.
Oh, we've made progress.
Anyway.
The question was, have we solved it? Have we fixed it?
Sheena, did you see where Brock was coming from with the nanny versus mom situation?
Perfect question. Honey, yes. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do understand that. And that's why we do have someone now. Yes, I wish we could have her more, but she also
works other jobs.
Where do you
think I'm coming from?
You want my mom to be the grandma, not the full-time help. And you think that we need boundaries and space and we need help outside of my family, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, not that I want.
Just be easy, you know what I mean? Like if you, when you have somebody that is a nanny that listens to our parenting styles, hey, we like this, this, and this. To be able to receive that, like when we have our amazing nanny now coming over, how easy is that? When you go, oh, cool, hi, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It just, but yeah.
How was it watching back the swimsuit store argument? Brock, why did you keep arguing with Sheena after she pointed out how weird it was to be arguing in public like that?
I love a good confrontation. I don't know if you've met me before.
Very inappropriate.
Very inappropriate, 100%. But again, we have not spoken about this because Sheena will avoid the conversation. It's not a fun conversation to have.
But you thought that was the right time.
No, but we're also cameras are up and I need to talk about how I'm feeling about these certain things. And you just saw, if you watched the episode, us have a friend come over to nanny for us to then have her sister coming over to nanny. And for me, that's just like this is a concern. When else can I do this? Have this conversation. We're going away in a couple of days to Tahoe. I need to have this conversation with you. Was it the ideal situation? No. And then I got, because of your dismissal of it, because it was a shitty place to have a conversation, I doubled down. I was like, stop trying to push this off. And that was where we got into that, you know?
Yeah.
We got a nice bathing suit out of it.
How do you deal with watching back scenes of the two of you arguing? Do you relive those fights? I think that's the first one we've really kind of watched back.
Yeah, I think
so far.
I think maybe this season you see Sheena kind of be more of herself and less of kind of like we're perfect. And that's a big growth stage for, I think, in you. And I think that's also helps people realize like we're just human. Like we've all made mistakes. We want to work through it and we're entitled. We're both entitled for our opinion, but as long as we have to figure it out, welcome to what marriage, you know?
Yeah.
It's not.
I also don't think that we relived that at all. You know, I feel like
we were just more worried about telling your mom.
Yeah, that was,
it was like, we got to tell Erica.
It was like, we're not going to remind her that the show is airing this week.
I was not involved in that conversation.
No, that was my decision.
Okay.
Sorry, mom, but I did it for the.
For the sake of the family.
For the sake of the trip. All right. Moving on. Tell us about your new house. How many houses did you look at before you settled on the new one?
Tell us about it, honey.
We really only looked at one before this one. There were two that we had kept looking at on Zillow. One had a price drop. One fell out of escrow. And when we were in Australia, the one that had the price drop, they had two other offers on. So my parents went and saw it for us that weekend. We were on FaceTime and I'm like, we got to put an offer in. So before we even saw it in person, we put an offer in. We get back and I was like, I just have a weird feeling that I might not like it as much in person. That second one that fell out of escrow, we should look at that one too. And it's around the corner. So we walk into the first one and in the house, I'm like trying to convince myself that I like this house I already put an offer in on. Backyard, fantastic. Back house, amazing. Inside of the house itself, it felt very Airbnb. It was just, it wasn't my like forever home. The second one we walk into, it has the plantation shutters. It had just so many little touches that instantly I was like, where do I sign? How quick can we get into escrow? And we put an offer the next day. We got it and boom. It's just kind of like when you know,
I think there was a little
bit. I didn't want to keep looking.
There was a lot more in front of that though. So Sheena and I have been looking at houses and looking at the market, watching houses a lot. And then it was always West Side for us. We never wanted to leave the West Side. We wanted to stay West Side for life. And then, you know, a good friend of ours was like, hey, I just put a deposit in over there. I was still like, I'm looking over here. I was like, I'll keep looking. So I kept looking. And both these houses we've seen a couple of, so mm-hmm. We flagged them both. And then it turned out the one that we weren't too impressed on from the photo, we're like dismissed. We're like, let's just go check it out. And we went around there and we were like, wow, this is well done. It's a good build. You know,
it's
the bones are
friends.
Solid.
Well, speaking of the house, there was an article that came out, which I know you saw from The Sun. And they reported that the only reason you would have signed an interspousal transfer grant deed on this house is because you were either filing for bankruptcy or we were filing for divorce. So which is it?
Well, first off, who was this? The Sun?
Yeah.
This is the problem with media. Okay. And The Sun, buddy, you guys are struggling for storylines as if this is the best you got. Because the reason being is California is a split
community property state.
Community property state, okay? And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Sheena already dealt with this before. And anybody in California that gets married, 50% of your assets are split. And then when we're talking about a property, same thing there. Sheena purchased this property with her money. I'm not going to turn around and say I'm entitled to that. So I signed the deed over to Sheena because it was her property. It's her finances. And that's just the right thing to do. I think the same thing happened when we had a prenup. Like we're just more having an open, we're having an open conversation about property, who owns what, especially in California. I think it's an important conversation to have because it's a difficult state. If you don't have these conversations, case in point, Tom and Ariana.
Yeah. And they're not even married. They weren't married. So yes, no bankruptcy, no divorce, just respect.
Yeah. It's just, honestly, it's just having like hard conversations with your spouse and also respecting what Sheena has done over the last 10, 11 years with this. And you know, when it gets to a point when we buy the next place, which would be the ranch, guess who's going to have that D, baby?
But it's like, it's our home. Yeah, it's our family home. It's just in my name.
It's semantics at that point.
Yeah. Ready to talk about something a little more. Well, I mean, the house is exciting, but like also exciting.
A little upbeat.
Yeah.
What we got?
Lala.
Yeah.
Announced her pregnancy this week on Instagram.
What a response she got. I'm just going to say that. Well done, everybody.
I know.
And then also, side note, for all those on there that want to have an opinion about that too, like, get a life, bro. I'm just going to leave it at that. Sorry, back to something fun.
No, because I don't want to cry again on this podcast, but I'm just so happy for her. And like, you'll see some of this process this season. And I can't wait. I'm literally so excited for her.
She also came from like a family with, she's very close with her brother. Like this is something that she wanted, right?
Yeah.
And so to take a control in her own hands.
I think it's beautiful.
She is doing a great thing. I'm really excited for her. And I'm.
And this baby's going to have such a good life and family and friends. And
plus we're going to be their neighbors.
I know. In two cities.
Yeah.
Awesome, right.
Yeah, I like that.
Now that Lala is having a number two, when can we expect you two to get on it and catch up?
We're getting on it. We're just not catching up.
We're just keeping the IUD in. Sheena, does being around Lala and her parenting style ever help ease your anxieties? Honestly, yes. I definitely think when I'm around Lala and Brittany and we all have the kids, I'm way more chill because I don't want to seem neurotic. And I think it just forces me. It's my exposure therapy. Like when the three of us girls took the kids to Chili's when you were, it was the day before we went to Super Bowl. You had the golf tournament.
Oh yeah, I went
to
golf tournament.
So the three of us took the kids to Chili's and, you know, kids are being kids. And I was just like, it's fine. Just let her do her thing. And yes, it absolutely does help me.
Yeah.
So there's some less fun maybe for us to talk about, but things that people really want to hear us talk about. Before we get into all of that, we're going to take one more break and then we'll be right back. And now it's time to talk to you about some skincare and beauty, two of my favorite things. I've mentioned Dime Beauty before on this podcast, and that is because this has been not only mine, but also Brock's new go-to skincare routine at night, before we go to bed, in the morning, before we get our day started. So I'm a big believer that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. So these days, there's so much out there, and I think it's confusing on what products work together and in what order. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it easy for you, and that is the work system from Dime Beauty. If it's easy for my husband, it's easy for you. Dime Beauty is clean. It's a high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. And let me tell you, Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient so you can use their products daily with confidence. The work system is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. So this is something that you can do together as a couple, as your nighttime routine, like Brock and I. Plus, you know that I love anything with sunscreen. And now that the sun is starting to come out again, Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it is amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, where have you been? Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount on the site. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. You're gonna love it. And now that we've cleansed and moisturized our skin, what's next? Well, you can say hello to your IRL makeup filter in a bottle, and that is CoverGirl's Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. Developed with microdroplet technology, pigmented capsules burst and blend easily to distribute a sheer and even tint. It is the perfect go-to look for running errands during the day, a light look for before you go out at night. It is a skincare and makeup hybrid that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and increases skin's firmness. Because as we get older, that is something we definitely want in our skin. I want my skin to not just need Botox, but to have products that help keep the firmness of my skin. This product contains 71% water that provides an instant burst of moisture upon application and hydrates skin for up to 24 hours. It has a skin-like finish, so it leaves a radiant bare skin filter effect where it doesn't look like it's too much. It's just enough to where you don't have to swipe over for the Paris filter on Instagram. Your complexion looks plump. It looks refreshed. You look more youthful. You don't need to get the Botox, although I still like to. But what I also love is it comes in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones. To achieve the radiant bare skin filter effect that I told you about, you just blend the formula with your favorite dense brush to activate the tinted microdroplets directly on your face. You just start with a small amount and add additional product for your desired level of coverage. Only from Easy Breezy Beautiful CoverGirl. All right, y'all's favorite topic on this show, Scandoval and Raquel. Just kidding. All right. Tom said fans were following yours and Lala's lead and coming for him last year. Do you agree? I think when he said that, that was a deflection at its finest and not taking accountability. This whole scandal was like 100% Tom and Raquel's actions and behavior. So yeah, I think that was just deflection. Did Tom Sandoval really make up the stories of Brock having an affair? So do you think Tom Sandoval himself made these up?
No, he didn't make it up.
I don't think he made them up either. It had gotten back to us that his team was sending blind items and different allegations and stuff to various news outlets. So I think they were trying to magnify this story while taking the heat off Tom and putting it on my husband. Like, well, Tom wasn't the only one. It was Brock, too. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was Tom, but it was someone who works for Tom. Anyway. If Ariana is your best friend, why can't you have her back? Well, I do have her back. I have had her back for the past decade. If you go back to like season 3, I was the one literally sitting there with Ariana being like, I think this happened with Miami Girl. And she was like, no, no, no. So I had relayed my concerns to her. I relayed my concerns to her mom. It was honestly the only issue her and I had ever had in our friendship was when I was relaying these concerns to her mom. I brought up concerns that I had about Tom and Raquel to her. She and I sat down and had lunch together. We talked about that on the reunion last year. And yeah, I went against my friendship with Tom many times to protect her. And I think I have been a really good friend. And, you know, there was a time when she told me to stand down and that he was a stand-up guy. And so I let it go. Him and I grew a very close friendship after that. And that's what has made this all harder, as you're seeing in this week's episode, is because it's like shit hit the fan. I was there to pick up the pieces, but that didn't erase the 15-year friendship that I had with him. He's someone who was very close in my life for a long time. And I feel like the scandal of it all was so hard on me personally because I did lose 2 major friendships in this fallout. So obviously, you know, this totally wrecked Ariana's world, but it also damaged mine. It's like the fallout from these type of situations aren't limited to the parties involved. There's friends, there's family members, there's pets. There's so many people who are affected by things like this. And in this case, you know, the world, we have a global audience. I know there are people just watching the show who don't know Tom and Ariana personally who were affected by this. There are people who now maybe look at their partner differently because they think, well, I thought Tom Sandoval was a good guy. And if Tom Sandoval could do this, could my person do this? You know, so I think it's affected people in a lot of ways. And that shows how impactful it was. But, you know, outside of our friend bubble, yeah, this one hit different. And I didn't know it was so bad to admit that it affected me so hard. But also, I feel like if we hold on to things and we internalize them, it eats away at us. And losing two people in my inner circle, learning what they were capable of, that broke me. You know, throw a restraining order on top of it, and it was a lot. So that's kind of what you saw in this week's episode, was me struggling. I probably could have articulated myself a little better when I watched my FaceTime back with Ariana. I definitely cringed a bit. I was uncomfortable in that moment, but I was also in that moment in real time. Now, so many months have passed, but in that moment, I was just like in panic mode. I wanted to tell her everything that I was feeling, but her to just also know, like, I have your back. I'm not just like, we're friends again. And it was a lot. Like I said, I was dealing with in real time, and I was trying to figure out how to make peace while also setting boundaries with someone who is in my orbit, whether I want them in it or not, whether it's work, it's mutual friends, it's a run-in on a Saturday night at Tom Tom. I mean, this is someone I have deep history with, and life is messy. I don't always say the right things. Brock doesn't always say the right things. But this is also reality TV, and it's not scripted, you know? So this is my life. We signed up to put it all out there, whether we like it or not. And we take your opinions, and I appreciate them. But just know that when I speak about needing to forgive Tom, I'm not forgetting what he's done, nor how he continues to behave. That is something you'll also see on the after show in upcoming episodes. But like, at the end of the day, he is someone who's in my world, and I needed to make peace with myself so I'm not so affected by his presence, so I could sleep at night, and so I could feel okay with the choices I'm making. If someone says they are suicidal, whether you want to think that's a manipulation tactic or whatever, I'm going to take that seriously, and I'm never going to regret taking something like that seriously. So I hope that clears up some of this week's episode for y'all.
I just got drunk, so enjoy that one, Sonia. Hopefully we reconnect. I'd love to have a chat.
To wrap it up, couple of things. What do you think this season's reunion will be like in comparison to last season?
Well, you know, considering you were in a trailer last season, that kind of added a whole new element, which could kind of come down as iconic. It's going to be interesting. I think everybody is going to have something to say, you know, seeing the season unfold. And they're going to, hopefully we can have some good conversations there.
I'm sure one of the conversations we're going to have is about this lawsuit that we just saw.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Which one? Between Ariana and Tom?
No, or Raquel suing Tom and Ariana. So I spoke to Nima, my lawyer Nima, about this because I was named in it. Not that she's suing me, but my name was in the lawsuit, for those of you who read the whole thing. I know he has his own podcast, so I'm sure he will be covering some stuff on there about that. I've seen a couple interviews he's done where he's answered some questions about it. He's not like involved in the lawsuit, but just as someone with
just as legal
knowledge.
Counsel, yeah.
Yes. I also want to point out the episode that Ariana did back in August here on Shenanigans. That can answer a lot of questions I think that people have. She very eloquently relayed she did not share the video with anyone. This was not distributed to anyone at all. No one has seen the video. Mm-hmm. I just like want to make that very fucking clear again. And I felt like she was very respectful and acknowledging that she felt Raquel did the smart thing by sending, you know, the cease and desist to everyone. Everyone got that email. If you have this, you know, like you need to discard it immediately.
Hence, AKA but, send it to Daryl Merch. We all, right? We all heard the message very loud and clear.
Yeah. But Ariana's attorney even offered up evidence to confirm that it hadn't been shared for Raquel's peace of mind. So it's very unfortunate that she's doing this to Ariana after all she has put Ariana through. I think it's been a year, and I mean, literally after everything this past year, I'm sadly not surprised by this behavior, but I just can't believe she's coming for Ariana also. I understand if Tom filmed you without your consent and you want to come after him, I would support that. That's a different issue. But to come after Ariana after you blew up her world, it just...
Honestly,
Yeah. Also, I saw a question that said, what do you make of Raquel saying that several cast members in production, including Ariana, knew about the affair prior to March 1st?
Nobody knew, so, guys. If production knew, there would be more of their relationship
100%
on camera. That's
absolutely.
It. That's it. That's all I have to say. That he clears that one up.
But also to suggest Ariana knew in like fall or December of like 2022 is not just entirely false, but it's also like a total contradiction to so many statements that Raquel has made over this past year. So that doesn't really make sense.
Well, she was that timeline Raquel was referring to when Ariana told Tom and Raquel to pull their head in and stop acting shady because this looks sus and you guys are looking sus and I don't approve of this.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah,
she was calling out their behavior because it looked sus and we took it as friends hanging out.
As did Ariana.
And that's what
that
she
was
said.
That was what like, happened stop. In December.
Exactly.
That was it. And
wow.
As this I've mentioned before, I confronted both Tom and Raquel about this and I talked to Ariana. This was like end of January, early February. I mean, just like a few weeks before it came out. And yeah, they of course denied it. But to say that Ariana knew and she assumed it was just...
This is, can I just point out the obvious? This is Raquel just being puppeteer. It's like your restraining order. She goes, mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. It was my family, you know, puppeteered again. This is 100% has nothing to do with Raquel and all everything to do with Bethany Frankel and her attorneys and all of that whole thing mm-hmm. that got going on. And the problem with that is this has so many holes in it that it's like, all right, well, I want to see how this unfolds, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not fun for Tom or Ariana.
Like, just can we just like let Ariana just keep living her best life and stop coming for her?
She's crushing it.
She's crushing it. I can't wait to go back to New York and see her in Chicago.
I haven't even
again.
Seen her in New York.
I know.
So I get to go.
I know. We got to go. All right. Last question to wrap it up. Brock, what other projects are you currently working on?
Oh my God. This is such a loaded question. Honestly, I have been working on developing a show. We're trying to get it across the line. We'll see if we can. And then outside of that, working on some stuff with Summer. And then honestly, figuring it out. I don't know. I don't know what my next steps are with a lot of things, but I'm not going to say no to a lot of stuff. This is a new world I'm in. And so I'm very fortunate to be in the room with some amazing people in the industry. And I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to learn as much as I can and see what I can find out. We booked our first gig.
Yeah.
We booked our first gig.
Did.
We won't talk. We'll keep it under wraps. But, you know, we're doing that
together.
You're
going to get your first acting credit.
My first acting credit.
Stay tuned for that. I'm so excited. We shoot next week.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
So like exactly like that. No idea what's in the future, but I'm not going to say no to any opportunity.
Okay. Actually, two more questions.
Yep. Let's go.
Is the man bun ever going to make a comeback?
No. Look, I don't think so. And if it does, it's going to be a long comeback. I'm actually thinking of going a buzz cut. I want to try the buzz. So,
are you
going
to do something dramatic the day before the reunion again?
Yeah, just buzz it.
Did I just give you that idea?
No, I was going to buzz it for the reunion.
Did I just give you that idea or you already thought that?
That was my go-to. I was like, let me do this again. Okay. So, there you go. Cut out of the bag. Buzz cut for the reunion.
Okay, and to wrap it up, I just feel like we do need to acknowledge something else that was in the news this week, and that was Jax and Brittany separating. So I hate to end on a somber note, but I do just want to say that marriage is hard. I never want to see friends going through hard times, but I support Brittany. I know that she is doing what's best for her and her family. I know she is good right now. Her kid is good, and that is really what matters. But, I mean, you never want to see a marriage not work out, you know? Mm-hmm. So, do you have anything to add?
The one thing I've learned from a good friend of mine in marriage is ego. Get rid of it. Your ego is going to get you in a lot of trouble, and I think that's helped me a lot when we have our issues. At the end of the day, it's just an ego, you know? It's try and work it out, so...
Yeah, so
we'll figure it out. We'll see how that goes.
Just want to send the Cartwright Couchy family love. And, you know, we are here for you guys. Thank you all for listening, getting into some shenanigans with me and Brock. We will be back next week with some hot topics, I think. Janet is going to be back soon. Her baby is already 10 weeks old.
Wild.
We haven't met him. She's probably 11 weeks by now. And
I met him. I met him when I went to golf quickly.
You met him. I have not. Mm-hmm. But she's now back in the world. So she will be back in the chair with me very soon, talking as much as she can about the Valley premiere. And I can't wait.
How fun.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.